This subject is grim and discouraging, and I hate to dwell upon it, but I must not close it until I quote one final line from the affidavit of junior high school teacher Bruce Glenn. It says that those attending the institute were told, and I quote, "We teachers should be more creative and come up with some ways to spend the monies which have been appropriated for the war on poverty." He explained that applications for funds had been very slow going into Washington, and that almost anything would be approved that was imaginative, unquote. That, good friends, is where and how your money has gone and is going in ever-increasing amounts. This is pretty serious stuff, and before I let it get too serious, I ought to say something funny. I will say something funny. Sergeant Shriver. The soldier who first said, "You'll never get rich," hadn't heard about the war on poverty. This biggest welfare fraud since ancient Rome was destroyed by its bread and circuses welfare plan is the direct responsibility of that indispensable brother-in-law of Teddy and Bobby Kennedy, Sergeant Shriver. Sergeant Shriver, the only sergeant in history to be paid a higher salary than a brigadier general. An Army sergeant with 2 years of service draws $246.90 per month in Vietnam. That's less than 10% of Sergeant Shriver's base pay. At Sergeant Shriver's salary, coupled with his astronomical budget, he should be performing absolute miracles. But I'll tell you something. If this fella had been running things for us at the Boston Tea Party, I guarantee you we'd still be a British colony. And how about those expert consultants on the staff of Sergeant Shriver at salaries of up to $100 a day plus liberal expenses? Among them in New York, an identified communist agent, and out in Wyoming, the head man in the Job Corps youth program was a criminal with a history of 17 arrests ranging from grand larceny to rape. Public indignation finally got him fired, but he'll probably show up somewhere else on the government payroll. In Philadelphia, 13 of the first 16 group leaders for youth in the poverty program had arrest records. In Colorado Springs, 5 members of the poverty program governing board had police records, including charges of burglary, suspected assault to commit murder, and escape from a mental institution. One youth counselor they hired was an army deserter. These are the type of people, my friends, who are given priority on an airplane seat when a Marine on short furlough from Vietnam gets bumped. Over last year's Christmas holiday, a total of 8,600 Job Corps members received round-trip tickets home from wherever they happen to be all over the world. Your tax dollars paid for this. And the tickets cost $1,100,000. During that same period, a relative few of the fighting men overseas were permitted to make brief trips home for Christmas. They paid for their own transportation out of their meager service pay. Some didn't make it because they couldn't afford the transportation. Others didn't come because they couldn't get seats on the very planes on which Job Corps people were given priority. Meanwhile, a Job Corpsman on leave in Billings, Montana, was charged with firing a deadly weapon at a policeman and wounding a woman in a cocktail lounge. Would you believe that the Job Corps took $2,500 of your money to put up a bail bond for that man? And that his attorney fees are being paid the same way? In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, they appropriated $290 in poverty money to supply tuxedos for 16 teenagers to wear to a dance. They didn't want those poor, disadvantaged boys to feel inhibited while they were dancing the Watusi. What they should have given them was $2 apiece for a haircut. Although maybe they need that long hair to cover up the holes in their head.